Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back to the Leg Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Breast Cancer Awareness Month hits home for many because it's the most commonly diagnosed form of cancer in women. And I was thinking about this earlier today. I called the husband of Angela Davis. I think that many people may have saw recently in the news a couple of weeks ago that Angela Davis from NPR, host, longtime television personality as well, news person, that she is battling breast cancer. And joining us this evening to talk about the importance of preventative measures and early screenings is surgical oncologist Dr. Karen Hendershot with Allina Health. She is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Coa Banker Hotline. Dr. Hendershot, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Why is breast cancer so prevalent?
You know, I think part of the reason is just because it's hormonally driven. And so we know that, you know, if most men live long enough, they're going to get prostate cancer because of the hormones. I think similarly for breast cancer. But there's a lot of different factors that go into why someone gets diagnosed. And we can't always pinpoint, you know, the exact reason why one person ends up with this diagnosis and another person doesn't.
You know, when you look at the numbers, according to some of the stuff that I've seen here, breast cancer is the most common cancer among women in the United States, with almost 400,000 cases estimated to be diagnosed in 2025. That is pretty alarming to me. Are the numbers getting bigger, or have we seen any sort of decline in the last couple of years?
So the incidence of breast cancer, the number of people getting diagnosed, continues to go up, in part because our population continues to age, and breast cancer is more common as we get into our 70s and our 80s. But the good news is that the survival rates for breast cancer, the women who are going to die of other causes unrelated to their breast cancer diagnosis, continues to improve.
Talk to me about some of the factors, because some of the factors, it sounds like, for people to likely develop the cancer is family history of the disease, dense breast tissue. Maybe what are some of the other things that go and are involved in this?
Yeah, so we know that women who carry extra body weight have higher levels of estrogen in their system, and that can increase our risk of developing breast cancer. We know that alcohol consumption has been related to the development of breast cancer. So the more alcoholic drinks you consume per week, the higher your chances of developing it. Things like delaying the time when you have your first child. Mm-hmm. Are all kind of pieces of the puzzle. But again, there's that wild card factor where, you know, we can't predict who's going to be safe and who isn't, which is why screening for everybody, regardless of your risk factors, your family history, is so critically important.
We're talking to surgical oncologist Dr. Karen Hendershot with Allina Health. here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. We know that early detection is important. When should people start screening?
Yeah, so, you know, there's been a lot of confusing data over the years as we've been trying to pinpoint kind of that sweet spot to start screening. I think now the general consensus is that women who are of average risk should start with yearly mammograms at age 40. And you need to talk to your doctor about whether you might be at increased risk. And those folks may need to start screening sooner. So that would be if you have family history, if you've had an abnormal biopsy in the past, if you have one of the known genetic mutations. And even race plays a factor. We know that African-American women are at higher risk of having a more aggressive type of breast cancer called triple negative that also tends to strike at younger ages. And that was part of the reason for moving that age of starting screening back down to 40, even though we'd flirted with moving that up for a while.
You know, answer me this, Dr. Hendershot. Like, as a male, and just, I'm 52, I'm relatively healthy. I just have my entire life been around guys that are squeamish about going to the doctor, right? Like the stigma, oh, I'm healthy, I'll put a little bit of dirt on, and all of those type of things. You know how guys are. I'm tough. I'm manly. But with women, like, do you see a pattern, or do women tend to make sure that they are doing the checkups and doing the things to make sure that they're going to stay relatively healthy and get ahead of it before anything bad arises for them?
You know, I think many women do, but many women are also scared of a diagnosis. They don't understand how well people do these days, and that the vast majority of folks are going to get to the other side of this and go on to live full and healthy lives. I personally was diagnosed about 8-9 years ago myself, and went through treatment and am living, you know, my best life. And so I really hope that women will not be afraid to go in and get their mammograms, to speak up if they feel like something's different in their breasts. And if they're not getting a good response from their doctor, to, you know, come back again. Don't let it get brushed off. If you have a sixth sense that something isn't right in your body, you really need to advocate for yourself. Most of the time it's going to be fine, but just make sure that it's looked at fully and checked out.
What about those that are considered high risk? What are your recommendations for them?
Yeah, so that's kind of a broad term, but in general, we're talking about women who have a greater than 20 to 25% lifetime risk of breast cancer. So even those in the high risk group actually are more likely never to get breast cancer than to get it, but they're higher than the average risk, which is about 12% for most American women. So if you're at high risk, then we want to make sure that you're getting your yearly mammograms. We may start the age of screening earlier. And we may also talk to you about supplementing regular mammograms with a test called a breast MRI that just gives us a little bit different look at the breast tissue and is more sensitive. And then finally, it's also an opportunity for us to talk with women about risk reduction strategies, which might be diet or exercise or decreasing alcohol, taking medication, or even in some cases, a risk reduction surgery to remove the breast tissue before a breast cancer can occur. And for really high risk women, that's something they may want to consider.
Talking to surgical oncologist Dr. Karen Hendershot with Allina Health. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and she's educating us all on this topic here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. This is probably one of the most important questions that I'll ask you tonight. What are the survival rates for those who are diagnosed?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the five-year survival rates are outstanding. It's generally 99%, though it can vary a little bit based on age and type of breast cancer and ethnicity and those sorts of things. The challenge with breast cancer is that most of them are going to be driven by the hormones estrogen and progesterone, and those types of breast cancer can come back way down into the future, so even decades after your original diagnosis. Just because you've been cancer-free that whole time doesn't necessarily mean that it can't come back either as a local recurrence or, unfortunately, also as metastatic disease. So we got to keep a close eye on you long-term.
Yeah. And one of the things, and I know that you'd be happy to talk about this, is just talk about the advancements that have been made. And that's the one thing that I love about the work that you and others do is you're always putting in the extra time and effort to try to save lives and be aware of what is next on the horizon for those people out there that maybe everybody can't be saved today, but hopefully those in the future will be.
Yeah, so the research for breast cancer has been amazing. It's probably one of the best researched medical areas that we have, and the breakthroughs have been fantastic in terms of targeting medications for specific versions of breast cancer, because there's lots of different types out there. We talk about it as like one big thing, but it's really a whole bunch of different processes. So the treatments are becoming more accurate and more selective. We also have a lot of research that's helped us identify women where we can de-escalate treatment, where we don't necessarily need to give you chemotherapy, or we may not need to do radiation treatment, or we might be able to just take out that area where the cancer is and not remove the entire breast. And so while we're getting better and better survival rates, we're also frequently able to do that with less kind of damage and inconvenience to people to get them there, which is awesome.
You know, one of the things that I want to kind of reiterate, because, you being the doctor and you being on my platform right now and talking about this is all super important, but you're a survivor as well. You have lived this. You are living it because you are trying, you are doing the work, right? But a lot of people, like, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But for me, it's not necessarily just about the month, but it's about every single day. So we have to do a much better job of thinking about this on a year-round type of basis. Where can people get more information? Because the more that we talk about it, and I know that, we highlight it for a month and then we highlight something else, but we definitely want to keep our eyes on all of this so people can be aware every single day, 24/7, because it is about saving lives.
Absolutely. It's not something that goes away as, with Halloween ending on October 31st.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to live with, every day for the rest of our lives. So if you need more information, you can go to alinahealth.org and search breast cancer, and we've got some resources there for you. The American Cancer Society has some excellent material, and there's something called the American Society of Breast Surgeons, which also has outstanding patient education materials. So I would check out one of those three sites because you know that the information you're going to get there is going to be accurate, up to date, and what you're looking for.
Dr. Hendershot, I'm so thankful that you joined us here on the show and you have given us all this great information. I'm thankful that you are happy and healthy and doing well and you are a survivor. But thank you so much for all the work that you do with the Line of Health.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me on. And again, just want to end with the plug to women to don't be afraid. If you think something's going on, get it checked out. Let us help you, because I think the not knowing is the hardest part of the whole process.
Yeah, that's well said. Dr. Karen Hendershot, surgical oncologist with Alina Health, joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.